Silence by Edgar Allan Poe. There are some qualities, some incorporate things, that have a double life, which thus is made a type of that twin entity which springs from matter and light, evinced in solid and shade. There is a twofold silence, sea and shore, body and soul. One dwells in lonely places, newly with grass o'ergrown, some solemn graces, some human memories and tearful lore, render him terrorless, his name's no more. He is the corporate silence, dread him not. No power hath he of evil in himself, but should some urgent fate, untimely lot, bring thee to meet his shadow, nameless elf, that haunteth the lone regions where hath trod no foot of man, commend thyself to God. The End of Silence by Edgar Allan Poe, published in 1840, read by Rick Kistner, for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.